So I wanted to tackle this issue we've heard quite a bit, which is my winter heating costs has been outrageous. It's been higher than usual. Some clients say it's doubled from last year. Price of everything going up, inflation, energy costs, things are more expensive, but why is that the case, right? Or what can I do to offset it, help it? What can I do at home to practice better habits, to even use less energy? I did some research and, came across the link for the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA.gov, and I'll link this up in the notes on the podcast and YouTube, so you can, if you're watching YouTube or listening to the podcast, you can get to it. But it's basically their short-term outlook. They update it pretty regular, but this came out. This is their outlook from October. And I'm reading right from the website. It says, quote, many households across the United States are likely to spend more on energy in the winter of 2022-23 compared to recent winters. Higher forecast energy expenditures are the result of higher fuel prices combined with higher heating demand because of forecasts of a slightly colder weather than last winter. Because of forecasts of slightly colder weather than last winter. That's a tongue twister for me. And they give this chart, base case. They give a base case. Natural gas, base case, they define winter as being October through March. So if you're using natural gas, base case, average household, it's going to be up 28%. If you use oil, 27%. Electricity only, 10%. Propane, 5%. And then they give a model of, if it's 10% colder or 10% warmer. Now, it's been a relatively warm winter for us here in southeastern North Carolina. I think January was, probably the fifth. I think I saw where it's the fifth warmest on record. So it's pretty warm. So even at that, it's, if it's 10% warmer, natural gas up 19%, oil 15%, electricity 8%, propane down 12% because you're not using that much propane, but you're not using that much across the board. Forecast expenditures are also vary on U.S. regions. The price, given the rate of inflation, changes in expenditures and prices adjusted for inflation would be roughly 6 to 7% less than the values reported. For this outlook, we define the winter season, like I said, is October through March. Weather is a key input to our energy consumption based on weather forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We expect increases in winter energy consumption. The average household winter energy expenditures discussed in this supplement are broad measures for comparing recent winters and reflect energy expenditures for all uses, not just heating. So, in short, it tells you that prices are up, demand is up. This is also a good article on Forbes, Forbes.com, and the title of the article is Why Natural Gas Prices Quadrupled in 2 Years. But I'll also, I won't read that to you, but I'll also link that article up for you as well. But it's the global market. I mean, demand for homegrown energy has quadrupled in 2 years, like Durbo says, on account. Basically, the war between Russia and Ukraine has fueled this, not really helped it. But you can stay warm. You can take measures to not break the bank. A factor in determining the cost of energy is your temperature sitting on your thermostat. Obviously, the higher the temperature you set, the higher the temperature, the more energy you're using to heat your home. So to save energy, try lowering your temperature a few degrees and it will make a difference. Also, check around windows and doors and make sure you don't have drafts and you have air leaking out. Also, when you have these sunny days where sun's coming, let the sun come in and naturally heat your home. Open up blinds, open up curtains. Let natural sunlight be of help to heat your home. So don't be afraid to do that. But another factor can be an inefficient system. If you have, the same furnace, same system for over 10 years, maybe it's not as efficient as it once was. It's definitely not efficient as it once was. Studies have proven that things become less efficient over time. But if it was, not as efficient at the beginning, it's definitely behind the curve now. So it may be time to even upgrade to a newer, more efficient model that uses less energy to heat your home. Even if you don't feel like replacing the entire system, consider getting a tune-up, a maintenance. Make sure someone professional goes through your system and looks at it and cleans it. We've talked about before on this program many times about dirt being the insulator, making things work harder, and dirt being the number one enemy of your air conditioner or furnace. Dirt is the enemy. It can get on your coil. If you have a furnace, it can get on your blow wheel. It can make things work harder, which causes you to use more energy, which is causing your bill to be higher. We know from the data and from the stats that your bill is going to be higher just because the energy prices are higher, but there are things you can do to make sure you're as efficient as you can be. Things like getting tuned up, getting your unit checked, getting your unit serviced, getting it clean, making sure you're not pulling too many amps. Make sure your gas pressure is good and you're not using too much gas because you got too much gas flowing through the system. So it's things like that. Even though the prices have gone up, demand has gone up, prices are going to go up, inflation is there. There are things you can do to help your case to not be so inefficient. Again, when it's a sunny day and it's a little chilly outside, use that natural light to come into the house to heat the home. Open those blinds, open those curtains. Don't have the blackout curtains. It's not the summertime. You don't want to keep the heat outside. You want to bring the heat inside. So use that natural light in your home as much as possible. We talk a lot in the summer about not heating your home, not running appliances, or not cooking on those really hot days, not adding heat to your home. Well, here you want to, shutting the windows, keeping the heat out. Here you want to bring the heat in. Cooking at home is fine. open the curtains and the blinds is fine because that natural light will heat up your home by itself and help you and not hurt you. So just a few things to consider. The prices have gone up, no doubt about it. Inflation is here. The price of energy has gone up. But there are a few things you can do. Start by adjusting your thermostat. Lower the better. Make sure you don't have drafts in windows and doors and you're losing the air you're bringing in the house. And all that goes along with maybe your system is time for a tune-up. If it's old, inefficient equipment, you might want to look at upgrading. So there's a few things you can do to offset what is going to happen, which is, you know, prices are where they are. But control what you can control. You can control how efficient or inefficient your system is. You know, are you losing air through the duct system? Do you need to look at duct sealing, duct cleaning? What's happening? Where is my energy going? And am I getting everything I pay for? Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us really to spread the better ways to be healthier and more comfortable in our homes and workspaces. I'm asking you to be the dealer of positive and life-changing messages in your circle of influence. Take a screenshot right now and share this screenshot and the link to this episode with three of your friends today. Share it on social media. We are always giving away shout-outs, prizes to our community. If you would like to help me personally, then please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, leave a review, because that stuff actually does help, and I read all of the comments. So, my last thought for today, please remember, you deserve better air at home and greater comfort at home. Don't settle for being uncomfortable for your heating and air every single month. We are so thankful for having you here in our community. And be sure to go deeper with us at SimmonsOneHour.com.